Big earnings for one bank, but all is not rosy for the banking business.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. The nation's second largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, said today it made more money in the first 3 months of the year. Its earnings were up 60% over the same time last year. And big banks have been on a profitable tear since the financial crisis. But there could be some trouble for those financials down the road because people and companies keep holding on to more of their money and not getting any loans. Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
We aren't borrowing enough, and neither are businesses, which is weighing on bank profits. And for now, addressing that problem is largely out of their hands. So says Jeffrey Hart, a banking analyst at Sandler O'Neill & Partners.
When it comes to loans, it's not so much what the banks can do, it's what the economy can do. You know, if the economy keeps getting stronger and people keep developing higher levels of confidence, we should see loan growth start to pick up again.
There's been some finger-pointing at financial institutions for not lending enough, but Hart says it's not just consumers and businesses who've changed their habits. Banks are leery of drumming up the wrong kind of business.
Making underwriting standards too easy, so you're essentially giving people money that probably don't deserve to have the money, and that's where we kind of got in trouble with the last crisis. So to some extent, banks are kind of a victim of economic circumstance.
Now there's a novel thought, the banks as victims. Hart says higher energy prices and global turmoil have put the economy in a soft spot right now, but he expects that picture, along with bank profits, to improve. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
A new survey by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, says men in some countries do far less unpaid household work than men in other countries. The study looks at men and women in 29 of the world's more developed nations and how much time they spent on chores, such as mowing the lawn and doing the dishes. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with a look at some of the data this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So how did the men in the United States stack up?
Hang your heads in shame. American men spend 3 hours a day on household chores, but that is 1 hour and 40 minutes less than American women. So American women still doing more of the unpaid household work. However, that still makes them much better off than most women in this 29-country survey.
All right. So, Stephen, which countries stood out as having the biggest gender gap?
Right. Portugal and Italy in Europe, men in those countries spend less than 2 hours a day helping out in the home. India, Japan and South Korea are the worst outside, though. Men in those countries spend less than an hour on the household chores. I should add, though, women are not as badly off as these figures may suggest. Here's Simon Chappell, who helped compile the report.
Countries where women work in the paid workforce more, the gender gap in unpaid work is less.
In other words, by and large, when women go out to work, have a paid job, they get more help at home from their menfolk. And just a quick note, Steve, about definitions. This survey classifies shopping as unpaid work, as a chore. Some people might regard shopping as a pleasure. How else do we explain that the French, who famously had the 35-hour week, spend the most time, 32 minutes a day, shopping?
32 minutes. All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mostly higher at the moment, just under 1%. Americans spent more money, talking about shopping, of course. In March, the ninth month in a row, retail sales have risen. But the slight increase was driven in large part by higher gas prices. Wall Street yesterday, pretty big selling going on. The markets lost just under 1%. The Dow gave back 117 points to close at 12,263.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. By Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at AllyBank.com. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com.
More people are moving to big cities all around the globe. How is that shaping the global economy? That's the focus of our Marketplace Globalist quiz. And let's welcome Stefan Richter, publisher and editor-in-chief of theglobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Are you ready for today's quiz?
I am ready. Bring it on.
So my question to bring on is, what share of global GDP do the world's 150 largest cities account for?
Ooh.
150 cities, metro areas, global GDP. Is it 20%? Is it 33%? Is it close to one half or two thirds of all economic activity around the world?
Well, 150 largest cities probably accounts for a lot of people on Earth. So I'm going to say the highest number, two thirds.
You are right.
Wow.
In the future.
In the future.
Currently, that's not correct.
Oh,
and by
my
the way,
goodness.
By the way, the
you
150
got me all excited, Stefan. I was about to do a dance.
Well, and the 150 cities only account for 12% of the global population right now.
So I get, all right, I get another choice here. Let's try half.
Half is correct.
Hey!
So it's four times more than the global population share of cities, which shows you what centers of urban activity and economic activities those cities are. The top growers among those, however, are increasingly from Asia, China, Latin America, and so on, which shows that urban areas are becoming much more important, especially in the emerging market areas, rather than just in the old world like Europe and the United States.
So many.
The dynamism goes global, and at some point it may be two-thirds. Definitely by 2030, 60% of the world's population will live in urban areas with amazing environmental and infrastructure pressures that involves.
An urbanized planet, exactly. All right. We thank you, Stefan Richter from The Globalist.
Good to have been with you.
And finally, China's released new restrictions concerning programming on television, and it's targeting time travel. TV censors there say dramas depicting characters going back in time lack positive thoughts and meaning, which isn't really a ringing endorsement from the Chinese government. So for now, anyway, if you're going to China and you want to see a show like, say, Quantum Leap or a movie like Back to the Future, you best build your own flux capacitor and send yourself back to before the guidelines were put into effect. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Online poker is illegal in this country. Still, last year, Americans collectively bet billions of dollars on the web. Turns out, though, the odds are against us.
There's been a tremendous progress, and actually in heads-up limit Texas Hold'em, the best bots have surpassed the best professional human players.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Poker-playing robots raise the stakes online. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.